Okay. Okay, so lie on your back and take a moment to notice the contact that you're making with the floor this morning. Sense how your upper back is resting on the floor and how your mid-back is resting. Notice how your lower back is resting and your pelvis is making contact with the floor. Bring your awareness down to your right leg. And notice how your right leg is resting on the floor. Sense what kind of space is behind perhaps the right knee or the right thigh. And then bring your awareness over to your left leg and again pay attention to how the left leg is resting on the floor. Sense what kind of space is behind the left knee or the left thigh. Slowly roll your head to the left and to the right. And now bend your knees, bring your feet to a standing position, and then bring your right knee in towards your chest. And with your left hand, get a hold of the right sole of the foot, coming over the top of the foot and the outside of the foot. And in this position, begin to very gently start to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling, and then bend it back down. Notice what's necessary to have happen in your left shoulder, the left clavicle, to make it possible for the chest to soften, to lengthen your right leg and fold it back down. That's it. And pause for a moment and let your left arm rest on the floor. Bring your right leg foot to the standing position. Now bring your right leg up towards the ceiling again and just allow your right leg to kind of hang over your chest. So allow the knee to be relaxed and the ankle. Find a comfortable way to allow your right leg to be in that position. And with your right hand, bring your right hand along the right side of your thigh. And start to caress the right thigh, sliding your right hand down towards your right knee, and then bringing it back up towards the thigh. And as you're caressing the right thigh of your leg, just observe how much contact that you make with each finger and the palm of your right hand. And just really go slow and take your time so that you can really sense your whole hand as well as sensing the area of your right leg and thigh that you're making contact with. Begin to explore the area underneath or the back side of your right leg, your buttocks area. facet. And now begin to stroke on top of the right thigh so that you actually caress up to the right knee and kind of go over the top of the right knee. And again, just begin to feel what happens with your right shoulder blade, with the right clavicle, what's happening in the right elbow, the right forearm, and the palm. Notice what kind of twisting goes on in the forearm. Feel the movement in the right elbow, how it goes from here to the outcome, how it twists inward. Okay, pause for a moment. So as we continue this lesson, just become aware of what happens when you're actually paying attention to the contact that you're making with yourself. In most lessons, we talk about paying attention to the actual movement. And in this lesson, I'm asking you to not only pay attention to the movements, but how you actually make contact with yourself. So just keep that in mind throughout the lesson. So bend your knees again, bring your feet up to standing and bring your right knee into your chest. And continue with your right hand starting to caress the thigh and starting to travel over the right knee. And notice how you're breathing as you're caressing the right leg. And now continue beyond the right knee to start caressing down the shin of your right leg. And what do you need to do with the right leg to make that possible? So you can lengthen your right leg to make it more accessible, that's it for your right hand. And just notice the timing that's involved when you start to lengthen your right leg. That's it. And continue to pay attention to how soft your hand can be and how it can shape itself and conform itself to your own leg so that even your bones begin to feel soft. And just continue to progress down towards the right ankle, as if perhaps you could eventually lengthen the right leg and the right arm, and you're able to caress all the way down to the right ankle. And let it go and rest on your back. As you're resting, observe the sensation that you have now throughout your right arm and your right leg. How are you sensing your right palm and your right hand right now? Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Place your left hand underneath your head. Bring your right knee in towards your chest once again. And begin with your right hand to continue to crest your right leg, traveling down towards the ankle as you lengthen your right leg. And then begin to lift your head by the support of your left arm at the same time as you lengthen your right leg. And you're caressing the right leg with your right hand. And see if it's possible to caress further down the right leg, perhaps getting to the foot. Feel how your chest can fold and soften as you lift your head with the left arm. And does that make it a little bit easier for your right knee to come further towards you as you lengthen the right leg? And when you're done, go ahead and pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Place your left hand underneath your head again. Bring your right knee in towards your chest and continue to caress your right leg. This time begin to explore the inside part of your right leg as you lengthen the right leg up towards the ceiling and lift your head to meet your leg. So feel what happens inside the right shoulder joint and the right clavicle to bring the right arm to the inside of the right leg. And then begin to explore the outside of your right leg. Pause for a moment, just letting your head rest, and just continue a few more movements of caressing the right leg. And again, really observe the contact that you're making with your hand. And can you allow all the fingers to be very soft and yet stay connected with your leg? So soft doesn't necessarily mean light. Soft being that your fingers begin to mold more or conform to your leg, not that they are lighter on your leg or that there's space underneath them. So in a sense, you learn to make more contact with your hand and your right leg. It may feel a little firmer, and yet the softness comes from the ability to let the fingers mold themselves and contour themselves to the shape of your leg. That's better. Okay, and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and once again bring your right knee over your chest. And now with your left arm and hand, begin to start caressing the inside of your right leg. And just notice what it's like to begin using your left arm and your left hand. You can move your right leg however you need to so that you can travel up the entire right leg up to the foot. Your pelvis can move a little bit. And see if you can start to caress now the outside of your right leg with the left hand. And again, look for this relationship of the way that you make contact with yourself. That the left hand can be very soft, but yet very solid and making firm contact with yourself. Notice how you're breathing. And let it go and rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and once again, bring your right knee in towards your chest. And now with both of your hands, begin to start caressing your right leg as you lengthen it up towards the ceiling. Pay attention to the way that you make contact with both of your hands. Maybe you could even imagine that as you're doing this movement, that your leg is like a sculpture, and that you're feeling how to mold and shape your leg. So it's very essential for each of your hands and each finger to make a lot of contact. It's a very smooth traveling up your leg and down your leg. It's like in the final stages of a clay sculpture, you use lots of water and you're smoothing out all the rough edges that you've established. Once you've established the basic shape, you need to smooth them out and you want them to look very smooth. And the transitions from the ankle to the calf to underneath the knee are to be very soft, smooth. That's it. And make sure you come all the way back down to the thigh and then travel all the way to the foot again. And let it go and rest on your back. Notice how you're resting on the floor now. Notice what changes you feel now in the way that the right leg is resting on the floor compared to the left leg. How do you perceive and sense the size of the right leg, the volume? Is it clear for you to actually perceive the entire right leg on all sides and feel the entire shape of the right leg now? Bring your awareness over to your left leg and just notice what you perceive about your left leg. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and once again bring your right knee in towards your chest. And as you did in the beginning, bring your left hand over to get a hold of the right foot from the upper side of the foot, yeah, over the top. And just begin to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling and allow it to bend back down. And just notice if the movement is now smoother and easier. Notice what's happening in the pelvis and the lower back. And now pause for a moment, just bring the right foot down to the standing position. And now bring your left knee up and towards your chest. And with your right hand, come across yourself to get a hold of the upper outside edge of your left foot. And in this position, begin to lengthen your left leg up towards the ceiling. And just notice what it's like now to start moving your left leg. Is there quite a difference in the way that the right leg just felt? That's it. And pause and rest on your back. Now bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. Bring your left leg over your chest. And begin by just imagining that you're going to start caressing your left leg with your left hand. So just take it through your imagination and see your left hand caressing your left leg, caressing the outside, the underneath side, the top side. See what needs to happen throughout your whole left arm, your left shoulder, to be able to caress the left leg. And rest on the back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Bring your left knee in towards your chest. And this time go ahead and begin to caress your left leg with your left hand, exploring the outside, the underneath side, the top side. Just really take your time to explore your left leg with your left hand, sensing the kind of contact that you can make with the left hand, how your left fingers can become very soft. Soft and yet they're very firm at the same time. So there's a very consistent connection or contact with all the fingers. They're able to contour the areas that are more bony and then the areas that are more muscular. And just notice that for yourself as you're exploring your left leg, where are the areas that you feel and sense more of the muscle and more tissue, and then where are the places that you begin to feel more of our joints and your bones. See if you can feel the different shapes of the bones as you travel over them, over the left knee, down the left shin. And as you continue to explore your left leg, you can be lengthening the left leg up towards the ceiling. Notice if that makes it any easier for you to be able to take your left hand down towards the left ankle. And let it go and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. This time, place your right hand underneath your head. And as you continue to caress the left leg with your left arm, begin to lift your right head as if you're directing your face towards your left foot. Does it make it any easier when you lift your head for you to be able to reach all the way towards your left foot? And let that go and rest again on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, bring your left knee in towards your chest. And this time begin to caress your left leg now with your right hand and right arm. Explore the inside of your left leg and then the outside. You can lengthen your left leg and move it in any way that you need to so that you can travel as far as you can with your right hand. See if you can come all the way around to the outside of the left leg and underneath the buttocks, in between the legs. What needs to happen with the right shoulder joint and the right clavicle for you to be able to caress this entire area with the left leg. And notice how you're breathing as you continue to caress your leg. and let it go and rest again. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and then bring your left leg over into your chest again. And now with both hands, begin to caress your right leg, letting the right leg lengthen up towards the ceiling. Excuse me, left leg. Apologize. And just notice what it's like to use both of your hands and your arms, what needs to happen with both shoulder blades, and the clavicles, what happens with your elbows, and explore different usages with your arms and hands. So let's say perhaps the left arm is on the upper part of the left leg, and you bring the right hand underneath, and then you take the right hand to be on the upper side and the left hand underneath, and just feel what needs to happen inside both of your arms and shoulder joints to be able to rotate and twist your arms to conform to your leg. And you could imagine that you're sculpting your leg, or this is very similar to like what Donna does of playing the harp and needing to arrange your arms and your hands in different ways. That's it. What is it like when one arm needs to twist to the inside and the other arm is bent more to the outside? Just really take your hands and your arms in all different ways, traveling around your right leg, lengthening your right leg, and just notice that what's possible. Another nice direction is you could bring the right hand in between your legs down toward your buttocks and yet lengthen your left arm all the way up towards your foot. So one arm is reaching away from you and the other is kind of coming towards yourself. That's it. And then go ahead and rest on your back. And as you're resting, begin to sense now the shape of your left leg. How do you perceive the entire left leg and the volume that you have now with the left leg? Notice how you perceive your hands and your arms as you're resting there on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet first to standing, and then bring both knees into your chest. And have the right arm make contact with your right leg, and the left arm make contact with your left leg. And begin to have each hand and arm caress each leg as you lengthen the legs up towards your ceiling. Explore the front part of your legs, and then the outside, and then the underneath side. The inner part of your legs. I find it interesting when I'm teaching this lesson, most people tend to move their arms in a way simultaneously in the same direction. And see if it's possible for you to maybe travel up one leg as you travel down the other leg. To see what that is like for you. Does that change the quality of touch that you're making? when you need to think a little bit about traveling in different directions? Or can you somehow maintain the same kind of quality of touch in your hand? And now change over your hands to the opposite leg. So that means bringing your right hand to your left leg, left hand to your right leg. Notice where you cross your arms. What you can cross them in many different ways, so you can explore crossing them in front of you. You may cross them underneath the legs, underneath one leg. And rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, bring your knees into your chest, and now with the right hand, get a hold of the right foot from the outside, left hand, get a hold of the left foot from the outside, and in this position, begin to lengthen your legs up towards the ceiling and bend them back down. Just feel how soft your legs can be to lengthen and to fold. And then the next time that you're lengthening them towards the ceiling, lift your head at the same time and directing your nose and your face towards your legs. That's it. And then the next few times, just allow your head to rest on the floor and feel the lengthening of your legs and the folding of your legs. And let it go and rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And one more time, bring just the right knee in towards your chest. And go back to just caressing the right leg with your right arm. And just take this extra time to really sense the contact that you make with your right leg, with your right hand. And think about all these different things that perhaps you touch throughout the day, whether it's pottery or an instrument or a computer. And can you think about whatever you touch and work with during the day that your right arm and hand can be soft, flexible, just like it is now with your right leg? That the movement can be very effortless in your right arm. That you have full participation in the right shoulder and clavicle and your chest, within your spine and pelvis, to move the right arm in this soft, gentle way. And let it go and rest on your back. and sense the kind of contact that you're now making with the floor. Notice the sense that you have of your whole self, the volume of yourself. Have each arm resting down along your side. Have your legs resting along the floor. And notice how much space is now behind the knees and the legs. Has that changed? Notice how you're breathing. Slowly begin to roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Notice how the quality of the movement has changed. And now just take another moment to bring your awareness down to your feet and center your feet. And just imagine for a moment that your feet can become as soft as your hands become in the flexion, so that when you come up to standing that you can have the same kind of softness in your feet, that your feet can make different kinds of contouring with the surface of the floor, the earth that's underneath them. They have the ability to change their configuration or their relationship with the earth to be soft with the earth. Now go ahead and roll to your side and come up to standing with that same kind of thinking. Sense how your feet do make contact with the floor. And again, how soft can your feet become with the floor? Do we need to really hold parts of our feet away from the floor and just suspend certain parts from the floor? Or can we just allow the feet to make a lot of contact with the floor? Now go ahead and walk around. And just notice how you shift your weight through your feet. Just pay attention to how the toes, the sole, the arches all make contact with the floor at different moments. How can your legs also be very soft and fluid in their movement as your feet are moving you? Sense how you're breathing as you're walking. Okay.